I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Get it! Let's go!
That's it!
It's time for the unrivaled NFL Roundup. Premium Grade A NFL news from a former NFL quarterback. The other guy. On 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
It's Unrivaled, everybody. Brought to you by the G2G bars, all natural ingredients, no preservatives, plenty of protein. G2G bars, perfect for anybody looking for that quick, tasty, nutritious boost. And that's what you get with the G2G bars. No preservatives, refrigerated, a local company, small batches, amazing stuff. Scott, let's get into the old NFL Roundup. The chase for the FedEx Cup starts this week at the St. Jude's Classic on the Golf Channel, brought to you by Uinta Golf, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee. I don't know what to think about Tom Brady saying that he's going to sit out. Oh, by the way, I was going to mention Fernando Tatis Jr., Tatis, is now suspended by Major League Baseball for 80 games because of a positive drug test. So this is probably...
What kind of drugs?
I don't know.
Performance enhancing?
I'm assuming performance enhancing? It's a PED stuff.
I was at the
80 games and they go 160, and then I think, I don't know, it's, after that it's like a death ban.
I was at the Bees game with my son last night.
Yeah.
And he looked at me and he goes, there's talk like the fans want the players to get back on steroids. They want to see more home runs.
Well, Aaron Judge is having like a year where you're like, whoa, he could be record-breaking here. And then it makes people think about that magical summer of 1998,
yeah,
where we're watching Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire.
It was pretty insane.
It was wild to watch.
Yeah. Fernando
Tatis Jr. is maybe the premier young talent in the league. One of the best. And so, and the Padres, they made all these deals to get all these great players so that they could compete against the Los Angeles Dodgers. And now that just all went backward, I think, with him. And so 80 games. Here's the thing, too. I think a lot about that Doc Ellis.
So 80 games is what, like?
That's a half a season.
Like a couple of months.
For baseball?
Yeah.
It's a half a season. I mean, they're well past being able to – it'll have to be for part of this year and part of next year.
Wow.
I always think about the Doc Ellis thing where he was, you know, his old no-hitter when he was high on LSD.
Right.
And when he says in that video when he kind of recounts it, and it's a funny video to watch because it's all animated and it shows him, and it's kind of funny. He's high, but he throws a – I'm high as a Georgia Pine. You know, that's like my favorite quote out of the whole thing. But he says something that I think applies to a lot of these people who dig into the PED side of things and the temptation and how real that is. He goes, I was in the league, and we're taking so many uppers and so many downers. Everybody is trying to – because once you get to the bigs, you're like, I'm not leaving. I am not leaving. I'm going to do whatever I can to stay in this place. And I think that that's a Fernando Tatis Jr. kind of a move right now, is that where you go, okay, I've been injured. I'm trying to stay up with it. I do not want to fall out of relevancy with this team. And you get caught up in this stuff. And, you know, baseball is a world that, you know, has been totally changed by performance-enhancing drugs. They're the most aggressive in testing for it. They're the most aggressive in their banning of it and not affecting the game. So when I see this kind of thing go down, I go, this poor kid, he's trying so freaking hard to just stay there and not ruin it and not fall to the wayside and be one of the best.
Yeah. And in all their attempts to keep things, you know, regulate whatever, you have to believe that he's probably not the only one.
Right, of course.
You know, and it's like, you know, can you really actually, I don't know, control it? Because I guarantee you guys in the NFL are like, I'm going to do whatever it takes for me, as you said, to be relevant, to make it. I know other people are doing it. I'll be behind all these people if I don't do it. There's tremendous pressure, especially with the monetary side of this today, where it's just there's so much money in it. It would almost become overwhelming or too tempting to just say no to it. You just
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Be tough.
I said it before the break, but I want to bring the down vibe that we just brought with the PED suspension with Fernando Tatis Jr. The Little League baseball team out of Santa Clara, Utah, is in the Little League World Series, and I couldn't be more happy for those kids.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You know, I mean, my kid is a couple years removed from that 12U time. You know, you have this small window, right, where you can do this, go to Cooperstown, all that stuff, and just the amount of talent that these kids have. And I think I used to hate the Little League World Series on TV and be like, come on, ESPN. I don't want to watch a bunch of 12-year-olds hitting the ball around. It's really cool. And we have our first Little League World Series team out of the state of Utah, so congratulations to them. Next up on the old NFL Roundup here, Scott, since we are now getting into the NFL Roundup, what is Tom Brady's situation when it comes to – when you say personal issues, is that really like a is there really something going on here, or is it more like, nah, they're just going to say that and let him get back to camp? Todd Bowles yesterday, it sounds like a little bit more, just because Todd Bowles yesterday goes, I'm almost certain he's going to be our starting quarterback in game one. It's like, oh boy, that didn't sound great. And so when you see Tom Brady going, I'm taking some personal reasons of stepping away from camp right now, we just assume guys don't – well, obviously Tom Brady shouldn't have to play a preseason game ever – for the rest of his life, but maybe this is a little bit more out there. It feels like it.
Well, Tom Brady's the kind of guy who just, if he's there, he's going to be there. You know, he's just not a guy that maybe takes time off, days off. He knows that his window is, you know, very, very narrow, and he knows what it takes for him to play. And I just have to believe he just doesn't feel like, to me, a guy that's going to miss things. So there could be a lot more to this, and who knows what it, you know, what that looks like. I mean, these things can always be something with your children, with your spouse. Maybe, I know his mom has had some issues, and maybe it's, you know, who knows what it is. But with a statement like that from your head coach, yeah, it probably sounds pretty serious.
I think it's there's a question that was asked at the Washington Football Commanders, Washington Commanders team at a press conference that the team president took umbrage with and said that there was a pompous, unprofessional journalist. You tell me this is a real, if this is a pompous question here, Scott, if it's just a guy asking a question.
Aren't all journalists pompous?
Aren't all quarterbacks pompous?
Yeah.
Then the answer is yes. They cancel each other
so they
out.
They should get along just fine.
Real talk here, Carson. That's what this columnist said. Real talk here, Carson. It's been well documented. Philly didn't want you. Indy didn't want you. Do you think it's your last chance to prove that you can be a starting quarterback in the NFL? The team president said, that's an unfair question. It's unprofessional. Your thoughts on it?
My thoughts on
it? Yeah. What? Is that him? Is that him being a jerk? D-bag for acting like this, asking questions.
I think the comment of well, they didn't want you. That seems a little bit rash. You know, clearly they didn't want him. But do you have to say it that way? Just saying, look, you've had opportunities in Philadelphia, and it didn't work out, and then with the Colts, and we understand these things. You know, it's a lot of things go into why things succeed and fail. But you know, how many more opportunities do you think are out there for you, and do you feel like this might be the one? You know, that maybe that's a better way to phrase that question, but I think it's a valid question. And the reality is that's the questions you're going to get, because until you answer that, and that's just the way the NFL is, until you answer those critics, you're going to hear that stuff, and you've got to be prepared to deal with it. How the question's phrased, you know, is anyone's guess, but I think it's a legitimate question to ask.
Yeah.
Well, I've been asked a lot worse than that.
Well, Carson Wentz handled all the questions fine.
And I'm sure he handled that one fine, too.
And the Commander's president said, good luck getting access going forward. That's what he told this guy.
Well, and see, and that's a dangerous thing to do as well, because you don't ever win with the press. You can't shut the press out, right?
You can't tell one guy, hey, by the way, because you asked these tough questions and what I deem unprofessional questions, you're not going to get access anymore.
Now, an unprofessional question, sure, there's validity to that. I mean, there have been people that have been unprofessional on the other side of it, from the player's side or coach's side, and they have issue. You're one of the most important things they tell you at the beginning of every football season in those long, boring meetings that you go into. They say, the media is our friend. It's why this game is so popular. Make friends with the media. You have to be accessible to the media. It's part of your deal. It's part of your contract, and it's on a daily basis. So, you know, to say there's limited access, that I don't even know if they can make that statement.
Well, I don't think that was
unprofessional of a question.
No, and he asked
a jerk question, but
he added a lot of questions that like Carson Wentz just handled. He goes, the guy asked you, he goes, hey, it's been widely reported also that you've been inaccurate during camp. What do you think? What do you say to that? He goes, well, number one, it's camp. And number two, that's the first I've heard of it. So thanks for bringing it up. I didn't hear that. And he's like, oh, so you're not. He's like, I don't think anybody here would say that I'm inaccurate at camp. He's like,
or wildly inaccurate.
That's
crazy. What the heck is, if you're wildly inaccurate, you don't play in the NFL.
I'm wildly inaccurate. That's it.
Yeah.
Go out and throw with my kid. They're like, what's your problem? Hey, Alex, why were you wildly inaccurate? Reports are that you were wildly inaccurate in the backyard. Well, they're 100% true. I have no idea how to throw a football like a professional.
See, that feels a little bit like you're kind of baiting a guy. And
I know,
a little
for
bit.
Sure. Let's take another break here. We'll come back. We've got more to go here on the program. Right around the corner, we have our two-minute drill that you don't want to miss. We are just going to jump right in here and keep this thing going. We've had a heck of a day here at the warehouse, 1825 South. 300 West is where we're found, and then we're going to come back and have a little bit more. When we return, the 2-minute drill brought to you by Jerry Seiner Cadillacs. Stay right here with us.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.